President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Yeah, it's time for another video game review. I am Rick Piddle. Nice to have you with us. This is the only hour all week that is dedicated to just video game talk on all these great sports talk networks you're listening to right now. And I would love to have you be a part of the show. And it's not just sports video games. Some people think that it's all video games and everyone involved, hardcore gamers, longtime gamers, and newbies as well. Don't be shy. There is no such thing as a stupid question. There are dumb questions, but there are no stupid questions. Just call me up at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 7529, for your video game question, comment, or concern. Take calls throughout the show. I have no interviews today, so it's all about y'alls and your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. And once again, 1-800-878-7529. Lots of different ways to listen to this show. If you're getting us on terrestrial radio, great to have you with us. If you're getting us on extraterrestrial radio, there's an ET working the audio board. Phone home later. We are also on American Forces Radio Network worldwide. And that's AFN, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Ships at sea. Hope you're not listening in the brig. On that carrier, y'all. But if you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. Also on Sirius XM 211. That's right. The Dan Patrick channel. Remember I met Dan Patrick. I think I'm tall at 6'2". He's hella tall, as we say in Oakland. He's like 6'6". I don't know. But good to be on the Dan Patrick channel. Also streaming through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, and emails rick@sportsbyline.com. And that is the email address you'll use to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after in just about a half hour. Also, the cheat code at the end of the show is rick@sportsbyline.com as well. SBNationLive.com as well. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, through 35 million homes on your cable system, coast to coast. We have an hour. We'll talk about new releases as well. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. What is going on? Get in, get heard. We're here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-M529. What is going on in your video game world? We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been better, never been more ubiquitous, so that doesn't mean we don't have a lot of bad stuff out there. People trying to cash in on all that. You know, they try to glom on. It's like an agent. You know, an agent is someone who makes money off the talent of others. 1-800-878-7529. We were talking a lot about Helldivers 2 last week, about how the servers were too jammed and they had to limit it to just under 500,000, believe it or not. And they said, we're working on it. And then at one point, the Arrowhead did fix it and it got up over 800,000. Concurrent players. But what was I just talking about? People try to cash in, right? Someone else's talent. So apparently, recent development on Steam, that there are fake versions of Helldivers 2. And following reports about this, Steam has banned the company responsible for publishing these counterfeit games and refunded all affected customers. Now, this is in response to the appearance of these imitation versions, and these fake games attempted to mimic the original title and even had the label of PlayStation as their publisher, and they were designed to replicate the Helldivers 2 storefront with enticing discounts to lure unexpecting players. There's a special place in hell for people like this. That's so brutal. It's like I always think that, just as an aside, people who sell fake tickets, there's a special. I mean, look, at anyone who fleeces you is a dirty, rotten criminal. Old people and their life savings and all that stuff. But like, let's say you get all excited to go to the NBA Finals or the Super Bowl, and then you walk up and it's counterfeit. That's brutal. I remember going to the World Cup in Germany, 2006, and the tickets had a very wafer thin computer chip in it. They were really thick, and then they would put it in the scanner and it would go boop. And so I went 6,000 miles to Gelsenkirchen, Germany, to watch USA, Czech Republic, and everybody was putting in their tickets going boop, boop. You put in mine, and it didn't make a sound, and the light didn't go on. And I was like, oh my. And then he tried it again, and it went boop. I was like, ha, ha, ha. So players were discovering that they'd been duped. And look, Helldivers 2, as I said, the player base is through the roof. And I also said that I ordered a PS5 version, and it's so backed up. I'm supposed to get it this week, Amazon, or the next. I ordered it like a fortnight ago, and it wasn't Fortnite, the real spelling and definition of fortnight ago. But that significant player base, right? People thought, you know, we can get in. And you just wonder, like, a lot of the times you think it'd be very easy to catch these criminals, right? And even if it's just like, well, this is coming from Belarus or the Ukraine or whatever, a lot of these things come from Eastern Europe. And just to name a few, no offense if you're from those countries, but they come from somewhere and you think, well, there's nothing I can do about it. But there are other times when someone is using your credit card to get DoorDash and they're three blocks from you and you can tell the cops, look, it's going there right now. And the cops are like, yeah, we don't care. What? Yeah, we're not going over there. Okay. But that gaming community with Helldivers 2, there's a huge anticipation surrounding the upcoming mech-related content. And even with the extended queue times and the prompting of the frustration and the impatience. As I said, a lot of people got messed up on this, but the timing of the fake game releases seemed calculated to take advantage of the player's eagerness to access the game. And by offering these steep discounts, these filthy scammers aim to capitalize on the impatience of players in hope they would overlook the discrepancies until after the refund window expired. So amidst the discussions within the community, it has raised concerns regarding the potential presence of malware or spyware in these fake Helldivers 2. And there's no evidence to substantiate any claims, but it serves as a reminder of the importance of exercising caution when downloading software. But I mean, Steam is as reputable as it gets. And you think that Steam would, you know, make sure this stuff wouldn't happen. It was kind of like a couple months ago when Sports Illustrated was airing this volleyball article by a bot, and he had a picture of a person, and he had a fake background, and he had a fake name, and, you know, loves Chinese food, hates mean people, whatever his profile said. And then SI was like, oh, we were flabbergasted. We hired a third-party company, and we had no idea they were using AI to write these articles. Well, that's what Steam could say. But you would kind of think, like we did with Sports Illustrated, you're like, well, I mean, they're legit, even though they're apparently bankrupt now. But you just think Steam wouldn't let this happen, because they say, Steam does, they take a lot of proactive measures to remove any counterfeit games and protect players, but they do need the buyer, the caveat emptor. They need everybody to remain vigilant in any type of suspicious activity. You gotta let them know immediately. And the swift response from Steam really did show their commitment to keeping the integrity of the platform, because, you know, it's like having referees or officials on the take in sports. The minute you think that you have that, then there's really no reason to watch the sport anymore, you know? or if you think like the roulette wheel is fixed or whatever, then why even do it? If you think, you know, if you go on Steam and there's a chance that you get a fake game, maybe I'll try someplace else. So the removal of the fake Helldivers 2 clones from Steam and then the immediate issuance of refunds, I mean, they kind of highlight the challenges these online platformers face in trying to fight back against these fraudulent activities now. And as the gaming community grows and platforms and players, you know, you got to stay vigilant and proactive in identifying the potential threats. And this isn't just gold farming. This is just people trying to cash in. But I would probably be the same way. I would think that if it got to a Steam page and there it is and there's the link to pay and it's got all the accoutrement with, you know, PlayStation logo, whatever, you know, Steam's PC, but I would just assume that it was legit, right? I would, and I'm sure you probably had, I've never had my identity stolen, knock on wood, but I've had my credit card compromised hell of times. You ever open up your bank account and it says zero and you're like, what? I'm like, oh yeah, somebody. And they go, yeah, we'll put in a case. We'll mail you a new card at your charge. It'll get there in about 10 business days. And until then, maybe we'll refund you in 6 weeks. It ain't fun. So watch out for fake Helldivers too. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us coast to coast around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-800-878-PLAY. We have Chris, who is in Oakland. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Rick, thanks for taking my call. And I'm not calling about the disaster in Boston today. But, hey, I called a couple weeks ago about, my 8-year-old Corey loves to play Plants vs. Zombies, and he's on an iPad. He uses an iPad for this. And we were trying to download the Chinese version, but we couldn't download it. And so my question is, somebody said I should jump the iPhone, and I really don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
No idea.
Okay. Somebody said it's like a hacking thing.
You can go into iPhones and unlock them. There are a lot of mods and hack jobs you can do, but I'm not aware. I mean, it's very, very hard, I know, to hack an iPhone. I mean, the federal government tries to hack iPhones for information a lot of times, and they won't give it up. So, I don't know what that means.
Okay, and I can barely spell my name, so yeah, I'm definitely not going to be able to do that one. Okay, so then the second question, so he plays on his iPad, but he also, because thanks to your suggestion, we bought him a Switch, and a couple of the games aren't working, so... How do I check to see if it's the game's not working, the game itself isn't working, or to check if the system isn't working, the system? And where would you recommend a place in East Bay to go and get it checked out?
Is it just the game, or is it the whole dashboard when you turn it on?
So one or two of his games, he has about 6-7 games. His Minecraft game isn't working, and there's another one that's not working, but some of the games are working. So I'm assuming that it's the game itself, but how would I check to see that?
Well, you can always if you hold power for 12 seconds, that'll do a force shutdown on your Switch.
Okay.
And then you can try to just do an update on it. You can just say you can whatever the OS is, just download that again and update your Switch and see if that does it as well.
Okay.
It's very weird that a couple games would not work and some would. I mean, and that would probably be I've never heard of that before, but most of the problems people have with Switch is when they put it in the port and then they go HDMI to the big TV. So,
we're not that advanced over here. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I would just Google somebody. I mean, it's the Bay Area, so Google somebody. I'm sure there's somebody local that might be able to take a look at it.
Okay. And then in our games itself, is it even worth getting them looked at, or just getting a new game, or if it's
is it a little chip that you're putting in, or
yeah,
is it on the hard drive?
Yeah, little chip.
Well, I mean, those things are. I mean, you have to put them under a steamroller usually to mess them up. but I mean, I guess anything can be a lemon. I don't know.
Okay, it worked at some point. Now it's not working, and when you're 8 years old, man, it just things are going, the world's ending. So, okay. Well, thanks for, always, man. Thanks. And we'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. That's Chris in Oakland, California. And the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's a new one on me. I mean, there used to be the thing with, the CDs, the CD-ROMs and the shiny discs, the Blu-ray, whatever it was. I mean, if there was a big scratch in it, sometimes that would do it. But usually with the games that are on a chip like that, that's very weird. But stuff can happen. You remember the Xbox 360 and the Red Ring of Death? And you turn it on, and then people said, oh, I got the Red Ring of Death. And I thought, oh, I haven't. I used that thing for years and years. And then one day, there it was. And then I kind of felt like it was a plant, you know, not Plants versus Zombies. But, like, why is that even part of the design? It's like, you're broken. It's like somebody designed it to put a red ring in there. Why wouldn't it just break, right? And I thought maybe that it was designed to be obsolete, kind of like the aforementioned iPhones. You know, they're designed to be obsolete. Otherwise, why would you buy a new one? And yet people still – I remember I had a professor in college, and he was like, do you really think they can put a man on the moon, golf, drive around, and then fly back home, and they can't invent a car that would last forever? These cars are – they have to break down. Otherwise, you would never buy a new one. I was like, oh, I go, don't tell me all this inside stuff. It'll make me sad. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm getting sad. 1-800-878-7529. You know, speaking of hacks, hack attack. There were some people talking the other day. It was like a week ago. That 3 months after the November launch, of course, of the PlayStation Portal, that the PSP games were apparently being emulated. The PlayStation Portal is a small tablet computer that handles a DualSense controller attached to its short edges, right? And it's $200, and it's not a portable PlayStation. It relies on a nearby PS5 console to render games, okay? In effect, it's really more of a remote Wi-Fi connected monitor with a built-in controller for playing streamed games. And it doesn't have the computational muscle necessary to play any of those latest titles on its own. But a couple of engineers at Google, I was seeing in the A Register, Andy Nguyen and Callie Svensson, they have worked with another unnamed collaborator who goes by the name XYZ. I guess his flies down. Examine your zipper. They revealed this week that this device, the PlayStation Portal, has sufficient horsepower to open source PPS SPP emulator that allows PSP games to run on devices other than Sony's own kit. Nguyen said that while the performance of the emulator on the PlayStation Portal hasn't been measured, that Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City Stories, and Tekken 6 are running really smoothly right now. And so the crew responsible for porting the emulator to the portal, they haven't shared the details of how they made it work, right? It's a secret. Maybe they get into trouble. Copyright infringement. Like all those things say, if you open up this deck, all the warranties are gone. Remember the old thing where you take a screwdriver and you just jammed it into your, I didn't do it, but you could jam it into your Genesis and crack open to get those Mega Drive Japanese ones to fit in there. But then people said, oh, do you have an NTSC or a PAL CCAM TV? And they're like, what? I'm like, the resolution's different.
It is?
Yeah, it is. I used to have a friend who had a VCR back in the day, and in the back it just went PAL CCAM or NTSC. Like, and of course, it looks better in Europe. Some things Europe has better, okay? It just happens.
Why would you ever want to leave America?
All right. But Nguyen also revealed there's about 6 gigs of free storage available on the PlayStation Portal. There's 6 gigs just sitting there. That means that's enough space on the handheld for a couple of PSP titles. And remember the UMDs, the Universal Media Discs? And I actually had, I remember I had them on the show, and I gave away Bam Margera, Viva La Bam. All of his MTV episodes were on those UMDs. So I had Monty Python on the Holy Grail on that UMD. I have it on every possible format except Laserdisc. But those UMDs held anywhere from 900 megs to about 1.8 gigs, depending on if it was a single or a dual layer disc. But before you get too excited about playing all your PSP titles on Portal, Wynn said there's no release planned in the near future and there's much more work to be done. And so based on the positive feedback, apparently they're going to show some more mods coming in over the weekend and see how they're going to do it. Gary's mod? I'm not Gary's mod. But it made me think back to that. I have a PSP and I have a Vita. And don't cry for me, Argentina. A Vita, not E Vita. And a Vita. My favorite game on the PSP was by far Hot Shots Golf. And I remember I thought it was cool when I finally got the frying pan to use as my tee. And then I got the log. And I could hit that thing 450 yards. My driver was a log. Now, some people might say, why do you need to play old-fashioned games on this brand new thing? And it's sort of like, why do you climb the mountain? And it's the old, because it's there. And it's like, well, if we can, why not? Why not throw it on there? You know, my friend was telling me the other day, he got Jet Force Gemini on the Switch. I loved that game on the N64. With Juno and the SS Anubis and everything else, and Floyd, the robot that would fly along, and you could pick up a controller and play it. It's like, why not have it? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back, and we'll give away a brand new game and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm here for you. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Dear fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game
Review. Rise, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. That means it's time to give away our brand new game. This game is for the PC, it's for the Switch, and it's for the Mac. I have it here for the Switch. It's called Cricket Through the Ages. Now, I have in the past talked about how when I was in England, in 2001, 2002, there was a game on the PS2 called Brian Lara Cricket, and he was from the Windies, as they call it in cricket, the West Indies. He's a fantastic bowler, I believe. And, you know, I thought that, I don't know too much about cricket. I've been to Lourdes in Middlesex, and I think it's kind of fascinating. Baseball is a superior sport. Why do I got to compare them? Cricket's fine, too. But I always thought, why don't we have that game over here? Well, we kind of do now with Cricket Through the Ages. The developer is Free Lives. That is a very cool name if you know what that means. And, of course, you're a video gamer, so you do. Published by Devolver Digital. Here's the summary. Quote, swing bats and throw balls through the intertwined histories of humankind and cricket in this one-button, physics-driven game. I actually have a cricket bat and a cricket ball that I bought in Watford one time. I coached football once in London, actually just outside in Hertfordshire, which we would call Hertfordshire. In Hertfordshire, near there, and I was coaching the police department. And the Bobbies, the London Mets. I've learned more today than I have in 20 years, coach. So I do have an appreciation for cricket. All right, get on with it, Rick. Wishing myself. Use the email address to win this game. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, but the email address is rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. The question is, rick@sportsbyline.com. The question is, cricket. This is a game played with a cricket bat and wickets, or this is a game about a locust type of flying insect that rubs its legs together and makes sounds in the swamp at night, okay? Let me know the answer. Second correct answer wins. Cricket Through the Ages. And this is on the PC, Switch, and Mac. I have it for the Switch, developed by Free Lives and published by Devolver Digital. All right. It's got a real cel-shaded kind of look to it as well. This weekend, the new Dune movie came out. Of course, when I was in college, there was the Dune movie with Sting. That was a snoozer. I did not see the new Shyamalan one. That was part one, but part two is out. And if you are interested in the survival MMO, Funcom is making it and letting people experience Frank Herbert's legendary sci-fi novel series firsthand, and trying to build a home out in the vast deserts of Arrakis. And Funcom released a first look on how base building is going to work in what they call Dune Awakening. Early on, players will be able to claim a spot of land out in the game's open world and craft their first base. And more advanced upgrades will unlock as the player progresses, and there'll be plenty of options for decorating the interior of their homes with distinct visual style or styles as well. That sounds really cool. I like doing that. I love doing that in No Man's Sky. I really like doing that in the Fallout games. And then pretty cool in Whiterun, that first area in Skyrim where you just buy a house. Remember in Skyrim, you could get married and then you could have arguments over who would have the remote that night and did you spend too much on dinner? No. You could get married, and then basically you could have your partner, whomever it was, whichever gender you select, run a shop for you. It's like get married and have your spouse get to work and make me some money, y'all. I never got married in Skyrim, but I did buy a house, and it was unfurnished, but it had two stories. And Whiterun, you probably bought the same one I did. And the coolest thing was when I put in some, like, had this end table next to a bed. Of course, you lay down in bed and you get your HPs back. But on that end table, it was bottomless. And so I would, when I finally got powerful enough to start killing dragons and getting their bones, what did I do? I put him in that little drawer. And then somebody had to ruin it. Somebody had said, this isn't realistic. You shouldn't be able to carry everything. And like, oh, you're right. Well, who wants realism? And you can't carry everything. But for Doom Awakening, it is a survival game first. And as such, players need to be constantly looking out for water. You got to get out of the sun. And of course, the most important substance in the entire universe, and I remember this from the first movie, yes, spice. And you can buy some from the Spice Girls, especially Sporty Spice. Now, so thousands of players are going to share a server in Dune Awakening, and they're going to collaborate, or you're going to compete. And you got deadly sandstorms, you got giant sandworms, you got to be ready. You got to have shields around your place. And so when Funcom revealed that Dune Awakening will take place in an alternate timeline to that of the novels, and you'll be able to team up with Leto Atreides, who dies in the first half of the original Doom novel. Another Dune nudes, the strategy title, Dune Spice Wars, recently left early access. And also, if you want to play as Paul Atreides or Fade Rautha Harkonnen, you can do so on Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 or Warzone. You can go that way as well. All right. Speaking of that, you have Call of Duty. You know, it's funny with this new season that's underway, and it, you know, I gotta say, it keeps me coming back because it keeps me hanging on because it keeps giving me free guns as you progress. I'd never pay a dime for a skin, never have, never will, because there's so many free ones available. And so that's why Call of Duty announced this new deal today with Warhammer 40,000. And that is a confirmation of skins. And so we will be able to see how that looks. But they just said, actually it was yesterday, operators are only as strong as the oaths they uphold. Inspired by the at Warhammer 40,000 universe, Space Marines, Sisters of Battle, Astra Militarum skins, and more are coming to Call of Duty, hashtag Warzone, and hashtag MW3. So, listen, crossovers have been the staple of these new Call of Duty games for a long time now. I mean, remember the last Call of Duty you could pay? Remember, this is, and it's genius, too, because they want you to fork out. You could play as Jigsaw from the Saw movies. That was always freaky when I saw that guy running around. There are also some really, really stupid ones. I mean, like really, really, really stupid. How about my vocabulary? And then you had these ones where you could play as Neymar or you could play as Messi. And of course, the last kill, it goes to the slow motion kill cam, you know, say final kill, and it'll show it. And every once in a while, that's me or you, right? And I was playing in this level where I had a proximity mine on some stairs. And so it was my video, and it was Lionel Messi running up the stairs with his submachine gun. And he went in midair and got blown up and flipped and landed on the stairs. And I just wonder. I once rode an elevator with Leo Messi. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's one of the greatest players of all time, but he's like 5'3". And I just figured, who's playing as Messi? And that's got to be disturbing to him or his kids to see him get blown up. Like, oh, I want to play his dad. And it's like, well, dad just got blown up. That's not very nice. No, that's true. It is not very nice. All right. It's time for the new releases. And these are coming out on Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. Nova Core Chaos on the PC. 64 on the PC. The Thaumaturga. Maybe Thaumaturga? Thaumaturge? This is what happens when you name a game like this on the PC. Classified France 44. Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC. You have Euphoria, and it's spelled in a weird way. Euphoria, the Saga 2, X and S, Switch 5, PC. Floramancer, Seeds and Spells for the PC. Expeditions, a Mud Runner game. This is on all the big boy systems. The Outlast Trials, that's on all the big boy systems except the Switch. WWE 2K24, this is on everything but the Switch as well. Berserk Boy, this is PC and Nintendo Switch. Cat and Ghostly Road, that sounds like a PC game. It's not. It's on the 5, the X and S, the 1, and the 4. Hairdresser Simulator. Finally, I've been waiting for this game. Maybe not. But if you have, get down with it. PS5, PC, X and S. Hex Gambit Respawned is on everything. Reveal, and it's spelled, actually it's Revile. I guess it's Revile. R-E-V-E-I-L. Suddenly my college degree just went out the window. It's on everything but the Switch. Winter Survival on the PC. A Twisted Tale, a point and click adventure. This is on your phones. That's, of course, your Android and iPhone. Abriss, A-B-R-I-S-S on the 5 and the X and the S. As Dusk Falls on the 5 and the 4. Astro Duel 2, this is on your phones and the Switch. And finally, Chasing the Unseen. It's got an octopus underwater. This is a PC game. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back on the Video Game Review.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. We'll get you back to your sports talk here, but closing out the show in our customary fashion, whereas you ask me for a cheat code on an older game, and I do a little digging. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Lefty. We don't have enough lefties anymore. Is that your Christian name? Lefty says, Rick, how do I reset the computer in X-Men 2 Clone Wars? Now, I'm sure I've mentioned this before in the past, but it's one of my faves, and I haven't seen it for a while, so I'm going to tell you again, because I got asked again. X-Men 2 Clone Wars on the Genesis is a pretty straightforward action game, and you get a lot of different characters from the comic book series. You dish out a lot of damage. No matter who your selection is, you'll run into an interesting situation later on in the game when you're asked to reset a computer. None of the buttons on your controller get it done. It is frustrating beyond belief. You have to do it on the Genesis console itself. which normally would turn the game off. It's the last thing. It's kryptonite. It's nitroglycerin. That's the last thing you want to touch. But that's what you touch. Thanks for the email, lefty@sportsbotline.com. You can ask me questions throughout the week until we meet again right here on the Video Game Review.